The Amazing Beauty of Creation is brought to you by CompuKids.
CompuKids is an online technology academy for kids. CompuKids offers courses like game development, coding, app development, graphic design, and animation, all especially designed for kids. The CompuKids courses are all available as downloadable multimedia ebooks. CompuKids will help you to prepare your child for the fourth industrial revolution by providing them with valuable technology skills.
Support the show by visiting www.compukids.me. That's .me.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to a brand new episode of The Amazing Beauty of Creation. I'm Bilal Katrada.
And I'm Talha Katrada.
And today we're going to talk about those big stripy cats. We're going to be talking about tigers. Now, there's something interesting I came across, Mr. Tal. You know, when you speak about the cat family, particularly a few episodes back, we spoke about cheetahs, right? Now, I was reading a book about technology, and there's a concept known as it's known as generative design in technology. It's where instead of us human beings designing certain items and certain objects, we allow computers to design them and see what they come up with. And that's very interesting. So the one example was of a race car. So these scientists decided instead of humans designing the chassis of the race car, why not let a computer design it? And how they did this was they took a prototype chassis and they put a whole lot of sensors on it to test what is the speed at any time, what is the stress at that particular part of the chassis, what is the aerodynamics of it, how effective is it in when it's handling bends and turns at a very high speed. And they took that data. They had 20 million data points from that prototype. As they drove that prototype, they had a race car driver to actually drive it. So they took that 20 million data points and they put it into this machine. Now you must be wondering where I'm going with this, because we're talking about the cat family here, but I'll come to my point. So they put this data into this computer and it says, right, now based on all the data we gave you about what this chassis needs to be like, go and design something. And you know what? What came out was an absolute surprise. The chassis that this computer designed looked something like the skull of a cheetah. Can you believe that? It looked like the skull of a cheetah, like an elongated skull. Now, they tried to figure out why would this computer design a chassis like that? Because the chassis we know are like the capital letter I, right? You got the uppercase I with the stroke at the top and the bottom, and the four wheels connect at the tops and bottoms. But this one was completely different. So when they thought about it, they came to the conclusion that it was somewhat coincidence that the shape resembled nature, but then they understood that nature, animals, creatures are so well designed, both for efficiency, for speed, for lightness, for economy, etc., that we humans have ignored that for too long. And now these computers are coming back to the design in nature. That's why we're finding buildings, solar farms, a whole lot of things are now starting to resemble nature more than anything else, because we kind of diverted from nature and then we came back. So when we speak about the cat family, by understanding artificial intelligence, our own creations are telling us that the creation of your creator is better than yours. And they're going back to the creation of the creator. And that makes it even more fascinating. Okay, so let's come back to the tigers, right? Now, tell us about the tigers. I heard somewhere that they are the biggest cats in the world, bigger than lions.
That's true. They are quite a bit larger than lions. They are the largest naturally occurring living cat in the world, and amongst the largest cats that ever existed as well. And as you mentioned, they are iconic with their stripes. I think they're one of the most iconic and easy to recognize creatures in the world because of those stripes. And unlike lions, tigers have a solitary life. They live and they hunt alone, which is a reason probably why they need to be that much bigger, because, you know, lions, especially the females, hunt in packs. So they have help from other lions in taking down large prey, but tigers have to do it on their own. So they need that extra size and strength to be able to do this. Now, in terms of their actual size, without the tail, so just measuring from the head to the rear end, tigers can measure up to 3.3 meters.
That is huge. That is massive.
That's a huge animal. I don't think many people actually realize how big tigers actually are.
I mean, a family sedan is what? About 4 meters?
Correct.
This thing is three quarters the length of a car.
Exactly. And, you know, if you have like two average height people lie down in a straight line, that would be about the length of a tiger with its tail.
Whoa.
That is an incredibly huge creature. And this is a predator. It's not like a peaceful herbivore. It's an actual predator that hunts prey items. And you can see how it's capable of hunting these large creatures.
You know, that sends a shiver down my spine, because when I was in India, I think in 2007, we went into the Annamalai Mountains and we did a trail in the rainforest there. And the guy said that, you know, very casually, they says, you know, there's tigers in this forest. And here we are walking in this forest, and there's live tigers. It's wilderness. It wasn't a game reserve where there's fences and there's game ranges and things. This was just wild jungle that these bright sparks in our group decided to walk in. And all we had was sticks. Now, how could we defend ourselves with sticks?
You're going to get a lot more scared later on in the episode once we get into more of the facts of tigers. And I think you'll know when we get to that point.
All right. Scare me.
But anyways, to the size of the tiger now, just to further elaborate their size, if you look at just the head of a tiger, the head of a tiger alone can measure 38 centimeters. So 8 centimeters larger than an average school ruler. You know, a school ruler is normally 30 centimeters. So this is 38 centimeters. Imagine, like, just roughly measure 38 or 40 centimeters with your hands and then place your head between that. Compared to your head, how large a tiger's head is.
Wow. So when you say it measures up to 38 centimeters, almost 40 centimeters, is it from the front when you're looking at it?
From the nose to the back of the skull.
From the nose to the back of the skull.
Correct.
Oh, that's huge.
That's a huge head.
That's a big head.
And naturally, such a large creature would obviously be very heavy. Large male tigers can weigh up to 306 kgs.
306 kilograms.
Exactly. Let that sink in for a little while.
Yeah.
Almost a third of a ton.
Yeah.
This predator is... It's scary to think about such a large predator. Like, I mean, compare it to your own weight. I think the average person weighs somewhere between 60 and 80 kgs. And then compare that to 306 kgs of a large tiger.
How many of a normal adult human being is that? An average adult is what, like 70, 75?
About 75, correct.
Okay, so 75 times 4 is 300. So that tiger weighs 4 people. It's the weight of, it's more than the weight of 4 people.
Exactly.
That is
huge.
Impressive. You know, the pictures and videos that we see, the documentaries that we see, don't actually do any justice to tigers when you think about it.
Yeah, it doesn't. And, you know, if some people are still confused about lions versus tigers, a large lion will only grow to about 200 kgs. So a large tiger can grow about 106 kgs larger than a large lion. And that perfectly illustrates just how much bigger tigers are than lions.
Yeah, I think they are actually the king of the jungle.
In a way, they are.
So much the lions.
So, yeah, and but then again, the lions do have the advantage of being pack animals. So in that way, they might dominate a region. But I think in a one-on-one between a lion and a tiger, the tiger would come out on top every time, I think.
All right, so there's strength. There's more strength in unity because tigers are generally loners. They slink away in the forest, and tigers slink away in the forest, whereas lions dominate the industry.
Correct.
The industry. Okay, so tell me, males and females, are both just as big, or is there variance in the sizes?
As is common with most mammals, females are smaller than the males. And in tigers, this is more so. This is like a lot more extreme. In some populations, the males can be about 1.7 times heavier than females.
So that's almost twice the size of a female.
Correct. So, I mean, if you compare that with people, let's just say the average female weighed about 75 kgs. That means large males, on average, would weigh about 127.5 kgs.
Wow.
So that's like the relationship that tigers have compared to their weights. So it's kind of a strange thing to think about. That large size difference, they're almost like two completely different species in size, but it's just two different genders of the same species.
Or they could be mistaken for parent and child.
In some cases, yeah, they could be. Now, unlike, moving on from the size, and unlike most cats, tigers love swimming, which is odd, you know, because, I mean, if you have a pet cat, you would know how much cats hate water. Just try giving your cat a bath. But tigers, they voluntarily go and swim in rivers and lakes, sometimes to cross over to get to maybe hunting grounds on the other side. Sometimes just on a hot day to cool off, they'll go submerge themselves in a river or a lake.
That is unusual.
It's quite unusual for cats especially. It's almost weird to think about. Now, back to their stripes. As you mentioned, it's one of the most iconic features of the tiger. But tigers' stripes are not just on their fur, which is really interesting. I never knew this before, but even if you shave them completely, their skin would also be striped. They also have stripes on their skin.
You know, I mean, that is very strange. I find that very strange because, you know, the normally the color of hair has nothing to do with the color of the skin underneath it. Think of two people of the exact same complexion but different colors of hair. You're not going to see under the scalp that there's a different hair color or this different skin color there. Or think about a person who's got salt and pepper hair, for example, black and white hair. You won't find that person's scalp changing color. So it's, you know, there's actually absolutely no relationship between the hair and the skin underneath it. And what you're saying about the tiger is really very strange. That means the coloration of the skin almost matches the coloration on the hair. So there seems to be a relationship between the skin and the hair. I mean, how is that even possible? Do the hair follicles in those colors of skin, in the stripes, know what color hair they should sprout? It's very unusual if you think about it.
It is. And another unusual thing about a tiger's stripes is that no two tigers have the same stripes. Tiger stripes are like fingerprints on people. You can actually identify tigers, individual tigers, by their stripes, which is interesting as well. Now, as is the theme of this series, tigers are apex predators, meaning they sit at the top of the food chain and they have no natural predators, which is expected for such a large animal. But just like the other animals as well, tigers are a keystone species, and which means that they, apart from just being a member of that ecosystem, they play a very important role in maintaining the balance of that entire ecosystem. And if you want some examples of exactly what a keystone species is and how it affects the ecosystem and the actual geography of a region, listen to our previous episode on wolves, and we go a lot more in-depth into what happens when a keystone species is removed from its ecosystem.
Yeah, we did actually cover that. You know, do you know where the term keystone actually comes from? The keystone comes from, you know, the olden days arches, the ancient arches that people used to make. Now, those arches, you know, that people walked under, or animals walked under, or even bridges, they were made out of these arches. And these arches were made up of different stones. And they would be, try to think of you're trying to bridge a gap between two banks of a river. So you'd put stones on each bank, matching stones, one on bank A, one on bank B, second one bank A, bank B, and you'd arch those stones, and then there would be a gap left on the top, and that gap would be fitted with a specially designed stone that is there to hold everything else in place. So it holds the entire arch in place. It not just completes the arch, but it maintains the structural integrity of that arch. If you remove the keystone, all the other stones will just fall apart. They just fall to the ground, and that arch will disappear. So the keystone title that we're giving to these animals, what does it say? It says that if you remove these from the ecosystem, that entire ecosystem is bound to collapse. And what's scary is that tigers are becoming more and more endangered these days. And that's scary because keystone, we don't know what impact that's going to have on the ecosystems that they currently inhabit. Okay, what do lions prefer to eat? I mean, meat, right? But correct. What kind of animals do they hunt?
So tigers are not really picky in the animals that they hunt. Their preferred food, however, is, you know, large to medium-sized herbivores like deer, boar, and even Indian bison and buffalo. But they occasionally will even eat other predators. They'll hunt things like leopards, bears, and even crocodiles and eat them. And although they prefer to hunt their own food, sometimes they will eat already killed or animals that died from disease or anything, especially if food is in a pinch. And what's scary is that there have been reports of tigers attacking and killing elephants and rhinos.
Oh.
Now, these reports could have maybe been a young or a baby creature that they attacked, but still scary to think about. This creature hunting and killing some of the largest animals on land.
I mean, just what you mentioned, my mind was stuck on the buffaloes. I mean, buffaloes are huge.
They are.
I mean, unlike lions, which are hunting in packs, the tiger is hunting alone. And you can put down a buffalo.
Exactly, and even in some, according to some reports, animals larger than a buffalo as well.
Wow, that is amazing.
Now, when living in close quarters with humans, like, you know, around civilizations and settlements, tigers will even hunt livestock or other farm animals like horses and cows and goats and things like that. And in some cases, tigers have been known to also hunt and eat people, which is scary. In fact, tigers cause more human deaths than any other animal through direct attacks. So tigers are the most dangerous land animal. That's the most likely to attack you if you're in that region.
More than snakes?
More than snakes. Even snakes are very skittish and they're quick to disappear. But tigers, they are more likely to attack. Especially if you startle it or if you try to attack it. Like if you see a tiger and you throw a stone at it or something, they're very quick to turn aggressive. Or in the unfortunate circumstance where you come between a mother and her cub, she's very quick to then attack and kill you. So a lot of these attacks are related to those kinds of things. You know, just someone accidentally stumbling across a sleeping tiger and the tiger suddenly wakes up with a start and it attacks.
Yeah.
So a lot of the attacks are related to that, but there have been occasions where tigers deliberately hunt humans for food. And this happens a lot in older tigers or tigers that are injured in some way, or tigers who are living in areas where their natural food source is becoming more and more scarce because of human developments and deforestation. In one case is really prominent in the tiger world. There was this one tiger known as the Champawat spider tiger, and she was responsible for an estimated 436 human deaths.
436 people.
Correct. That's the
one tiger.
One tiger. That's the most amount of people that have been killed by a single animal ever.
Okay.
Or recorded at least.
So this tiger definitely had a taste for human.
Correct. And what happened was, when she was finally shot and killed, it was discovered that two of her canines were broken. So that obviously made her weaker and made it such that she was no longer able to hunt her normal food items. So she went to the next easiest prey, which was people.
Yeah, which are weak without our weapons.
We don't have fur or claws or teeth that are strong enough to hurt them. So it shows that normally they won't attack people, but if forced to do so, then humans are a viable food source for tigers, and they won't hesitate.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. I mean, I 436, I'm still stuck on that number, 436.
And let's not forget, people. You were walking, you know, unarmed in tiger territory.
There we were, I mean, tiger territory. We did see a king cobra right there basking on a rock, which was scary. But, I mean, I was terrified. I knew there were tigers in there, and elephants, by the way. I knew there were tigers, but now I'm even more terrified because I didn't know then that tigers measure 3 meters and what, 306 kgs each.
Correct.
So yeah, I am quite scared. Where are tigers generally found?
Now, tigers are native to Asia, and nowadays you'll get them, you know, across Eastern Asia, from Siberia to India and China. And there's even a population of spiders, tigers, that live on the Sundra Islands. But their current range is extremely fragmented. Like if you look at current tigers' range, it's like small patches here and there. But before, the entire east of Asia used to be covered in tiger territory. But now it's fractions. And a lot of populations of tigers have also gone extinct. So tigers that used to be in a specific area and used to be unique to that area are no longer found.
That is sad. As we take over more and more land for our cities and our farms, all of these creatures are just getting wiped out. You know, it's just a balance. Who do we give preference to? I mean, the human race is growing. Human development is growing, but it's coming at a huge cost in terms of the natural world.
True. And as long as, I mean, human development will always continue, but I think we need to put a priority on preservation and protecting certain species, especially keystone species such as the tiger. And, you know, apart from that, imagine your great-great-grandchildren growing up in a world where they talk about tigers the way we talk about mammoths. You know, these creatures that used to be alive a long time ago. And, you know, tigers are such an impressive and unique and fascinating creature.
Yeah.
It would be a shame to lose them.
I guess they'll always be National Geographic, isn't it?
Maybe.
Okay, that's all we have time for today. We are going to have to wrap up this episode. It's been another episode of The Amazing Beauty of Creation. And it's been a really good episode discussing the tigers. I'm Bilal Katrada.
And I'm Talha Katrada.
And we'll catch you in the next episode.